Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of Two Girls with Two Names, and let's get a hot mic going, and hit in it, and ring ring, hello, hello.
Hello, girlfriend. So who is hot mic?
You got the hot mic. I just turned your mic on, girly girl. How are you? Happy Tuesday.
I'm doing
well.
Same to you, and I think I sent you some updated information. I hope you got it. I know I sent it last minute, but I wanted to add
way
some things.
Way too late.
And I,
yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to run through them real quick. But anyway, I think it's going to be a great show, and we're going to cover a lot of great issues, and we're going to get everybody excited. We're 58 days out, and we got to win this one, folks.
56 days out.
56? Jeez.
56,
because
it was 59 on Saturday when I did my show. So 58 Sunday. Monday's 57. Today's Tuesday because it's two girls putting their 2 cents in. Yeah. So, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. See what happens, see what happens when you're retired? You lose track of time.
Well, girlfriend, you know, today's political environment and the election, negative versus positive. You know, Mayor, this race really is about God and good versus evil. And remember, and Ronald Reagan did say this, if we ever forget that we are one nation under God, we truly will be a nation gone under. So you had some things
Excellent.
You wanted to say, and they're stunning. They're stunning.
Yes, they are. And we have some excited. We want to talk about the Labor Day weekend rallies. It was so exciting for me. I'm a big Twitter person, as we all know. And the pictures of all the boat rallies were mind-boggling. And here in Jupiter, Florida, Pensacola, Florida, I can't even go through it. The numbers are so large. There was over 1,000 boats on a lake in Texas, all for President Trump. So here on local news.
POTUS was there today. I heard POTUS was in Florida today. Big battle.
Yeah, he's.
I heard he was there.
He is now a resident of Florida, and he will be. He was on his way to Jupiter, Florida last I heard. And so I just got to share this quick little funny with you. So the local news showed a picture of a Biden boat rally. It was an old wooden rowboat with one oar in the water.
Yeah.
It was a joke. Sorry.
Right. No, it's
didn't go
right.
over very well. Anyway, so
hey,
anyway,
don't
it was
worry,
just
don't
really
worry.
Exciting.
Don't worry, there's Kamala. There's always Kamala.
Yeah. And she's proud of a rapist. It doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, I know.
She is just so not fit to be vice president, one step away from the throne, really. She thinks a convicted rapist who is going at the same woman again. Oh,
well, you know,
I'm proud of you.
The sad thing is that woman got ahead the way women shouldn't be getting ahead. And I'm glad it's getting to be widely known. And as you, as a very successful businesswoman and a great career, you know, in the corporate world, you went on your merits. You didn't rest on your laurels. That's all I'll say.
Well, and but of course, and I mean, she really gives women a bad name. Oh yeah, you know,
yeah, right?
Heels up. That's, you know, that's how you get ahead. Because no, it's not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Because you have no respect for yourself, and the people that you work with will not have respect either. Because trust me, these things get out. So the other exciting thing we want to roll right into, because I really don't want to talk about Kamala.
No. You were talking about Girl with One, whatever her name is. I have a name for her. You were talking. It was really smart. I mean, it was cute. It was a little pithy joke about one, you know, one oar in the water. And really, I feel so sorry for Joe. I feel so sorry for him. I do, Mayor. But anyway, go ahead. So you were talking about, you've got a lot of stuff you want to unpack here. And you're talking about
this
the rally, and you had some.
Yeah, this one is really a surprise endorsement for President Trump. Osama bin Laden's niece said, "Only President Trump can prevent another 9/11." Whoa.
The 9/11, yeah, which is coming up this Friday. Yeah. Yeah.
I know, and
wow.
God bless the victims and their families, and may we all say a prayer out to them. The 19th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
How sad.
Yeah. Right.
I remember that day like
it
was yesterday.
Me too. Yep. Oh, and you know what?
Okay, so now we're going to move on to Biden. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. Go on.
No, I'd say our country's done a really good job. Our first responders and our country's done a good job of precluding any type of other attacks. And you're right. President Trump did keep us safe for the past 4 years. So go ahead. What else did you want to say? You got some Biden BS of the week you wanted to talk about? That's cute, by the way.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, I'm going to say these things, and you're going to be thinking I'm punking you, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay, number one, the economy is working for Trump and his wealthy friends.
Yeah, right.
Dude, who's got the wealthy friends? I'm thinking it's you.
Yeah,
and I think it was the regular Joes in Pittsburgh last week that filled up the place. 10 miles of cars waiting to get in. Yeah, that sounds like wealthy friends. And then Biden has a little Labor Day event. He's got six people sitting around a circle, 6 feet apart. They all have masks on. Excuse me. And then, oddly, there's some empty table in the middle. So those must be his wealthy friends because there's only six people. Zero people showed up for him in Pittsburgh at this one location. And then when he went to Kenosha last week, he had 8 people in a church. So Kamala goes to Kenosha, nobody there. And Mike Pence goes to Kenosha, and they're lining the streets like they did for President Trump earlier last week. So I am so pumped and excited because it really, really is coming. It's really coming together right when it needs to. 56 days out. Okay, so number two on the Biden BS of the week list, Trump is pro-COVID. Seriously?
There he is.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not really sure what that means, if that it's pro against protecting us from COVID. Anyway, the man doesn't make sense. And this one is the best, and that's why I saved it for last. What's that?
I said, I mean, listening to some of the things he said, the incompletion of sentences, it is quite stunning. So, yeah, that's crazy.
Well, and as I said, I wanted to save best for last. For number three, this just came out today, quote, unquote, there is a video of him saying it. The only person calling to defund the police is Donald Trump.
well, that's news. That's news. That's wildness. That's crazy.
I mean, how brain dead is he? Can he even say this with a straight face? Anyway,
well,
we'll never
problem.
Make sense of the radical left and these
right.
demo crooks. So I think that we should
right.
wait for time. But they were fun. I just wanted to throw them out there because, you know, he is kind of funny sometimes with the stuff he has. And you know who Dan Bongino is, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. He was on Judge Jeanine last Saturday, and he goes, Judge Jeanine goes, "What do you think he was saying there?" And Dan goes, "I don't speak Biden."
Yeah, that was cute, right? That was exactly, yes. Yes. That was what I played on my radio show. It was so bad. It was a sentence like, you know, where, you know, this, and, you know, if we did, and you got it, right? It was even my agency couldn't follow it. Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. Crazy, crazy.
So let's get on to some really exciting news, breaking news, on September 15th.
All right, hang
the
on
United
two
Arab
seconds.
Emirates.
I'm play something. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to play something for you. Hang on. Hold on. I want to see if this is going to work. It's hard to.
Oh, Carolyn and
Windows.
And technology.
Technology, yeah.
That's frightening.
It's not, yeah, not one of my best things to, you know, the thing, you know. Let's see what happened to it. Here we go. I think I actually got it. No. Oh, poopies. All right, hang on 2 seconds. My computer actually has been really wonky-donk all day, too. So it's like, Okay, so let me do this. I'm going to get... hold on. I really want to play this because here we go. Hold on. Oh, my gosh. What happened to it? Oh, poop. This is hysterical. This is actually hysterical. Hold on.
My best friend, Carol Ann, the technology whiz.
I'm a people person, not a tech person. So. Anyway, here we go.
Yeah.
Hang on. Now,
can't
why
be good at everything.
Here we go. Hang on.
A lot of Pennsylvanians are seeing them because there's a lot of ads out there right now. They would say that you want to defund the police, and it seems to be trying to frighten some folks. Can you set the record straight on that?
I not only don't want to defund the police, I'm the one calling for $300 million more for local police, for community police. I also think we should add social workers and psychologists to help police on 911 calls. The only person calling to defund the police is Donald Trump. Look at his budget. He calls for cutting police funding for local, state and local health by $400 million. Once again, he's pathological.
And there you go. Just so you know.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, how many parts of what
Jason
he said there
Joe
is so untrue?
To defund the police. Right. He did say it, and now we got it on our show here at Two
yeah.
Gals with Two Names,
it's,
putting
it's,
out 2 cents in on Tuesday. So awesome. We got it. Captured. So you were talking about that and the economy. Yes, yes. So now what's some of this breaking news with the UAE and Israel and all this other stuff? That's interesting.
Okay. So we all know the media is not really on Trump's side. So instead of talking about some really important things that are happening that he's getting done, last week he not only put together a deal with Kosovo and Serbia that
right.
hasn't been fixed for how many years, Carol Ann?
Oh, God. Ronald Reagan? was it before Reagan?
Well,
was it Jimmy Carter? I don't know.
No, I mean, I believe, honestly, it's been like 40, 50 years. You know, I'm Croatian,
okay.
So I've got a little tie
right.
into that area. Well, part of me,
right.
half of me.
Right.
Dad's half. But the other exciting news is September 15th, UAE, United Arab Emirates, and Israel
right.
to sign a peace deal. Hello.
Wow.
And also
that's
other
huge.
Countries in the mid. Other countries in the Middle East have
yeah.
also indicated they want to make peace with Israel. And then that's why I
yeah.
just added in on the end, Nobel Peace Prize. Seriously.
Wow, yeah,
he didn't have to
right?
pay he didn't have to pay $150 billion for the pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah,
he got
like
it done all
like
on his own.
Biden.
It's O'Biden administration did. Obama thought it would be a good idea to give $150 billion in cash to his buddies in Iran. So
President
Bao, he
was all about
week.
That. Yep. Okay.
Yeah,
so
and then,
what else?
So
that's a good thing. And what else is so exciting that you have
okay,
here on your list?
This one just came out. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, it's the state of Georgia where your brother lives, announced on Tuesday that 1,000 Georgians voted twice, a felony, and he states they will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Hear, hear.
Wow.
How
did they get to vote twice?
It was preliminary. Maybe they got two mail-in ballots, which was very common. Which was very commonplace. The primaries were just wrought with fraud, and so that would be my guess. They really didn't state it, but the key thing here is it's a felony. I hope they make an example of them before the general election. So maybe these radical lefties will think twice before voting twice.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. I mean that whole mail-in voting is rife with election fraud. So what's going on in your former state of California?
Oh yeah. Well, the great Gavin Newsom, he's right up there with Granny Killer Cuomo. So the governor of California, because they're leaving in mass exodus. He now wants he wants to charge an exit tax on the people
that
are leaving
the
state.
They want to do that in Illinois too. Yeah, they want to do that in Illinois.
The unmitigated gall. They wrecked the states. They overtax everyone to death.
Yep.
They keep the state of California and Illinois, they keep them all locked down. People can't make a living.
Right.
It was supposed to be 15 days, turn into 6 months.
Right.
And then
they
turn around and want to penalize people for trying to make a living, period.
Well, look at that poor gal that had the hair salon with Nancy Pelosi saying it was a setup, you know? Yeah, okay, Nancy.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. And you know, bringing up that one rolls me right into number four. House Representative Andy Biggs, I'm not quite sure what state he's from. I didn't have time to look it up. He's calling on GOP House leaders to put forward a motion to vacate the chair, in order to remove Pelosi.
Now, Andy Biggs, he said what? He wants to get rid of Pelosi?
Well, what they call it apparently is vacate the chair, so the Speaker of the House chair, thereby getting rid of Pelosi. You know,
he's from Arizona.
The Democrats.
He's from Arizona. Andy Biggs, he's in Congress in the 5th District of Arizona. Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Now, say he defeated his opponent, Christine Jones, the Democrat, by only 27 votes.
Wow.
Andy Biggs is a patriot.
Yeah, it's exciting. It'd be exciting to see Pelosi removed. Not only was there Hairgate, and she destroyed this poor woman, she's getting death threats.
Yeah.
But on the plus side, on the GoFundMe page that was set up for her, I believe she's in about $300,000. So they were protesting Pelosi's house, and they were hanging dryers and curling irons and flat irons from her trees. So, but now there's a new one.
It's some expensive decoration, man.
Well, you know, maybe they were old broken ones. Who knows?
Yeah, there you go.
Speaking of old broken ones, Pelosi.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. Yes, another one.
Okay, so now we have. And now we have a new one. It's called Gymgate, and that's J-Y-M, as in workout. So local gym owners in San Francisco found out that government buildings have had their workout centers open
for a long time. Good for me, but not
so
for me.
So they are not happy at all.
Wow.
And this one, well, you know what? I'll be really shocked if Pelosi gets reelected. I mean, she's pissing off her own constituents. I mean, San Francisco, the hair salons, nail salons, any kind of service business like that, and then gyms. Now, if you want to go to a gym, I wouldn't. Because they make you wear a mask, and that's ludicrous, but that's a whole other story in itself.
Right.
So, there's some good chance there that people are just going to be fed up, all right? It may not be communicated before the election, but a lot of people are moving to President Trump, thank God.
Well, they said that one gal that owned the hair salon, they said that she's not known as a conservative. So, you know,
I can assure you she is now. President Trump retweeted something that she wrote, and she was just floored. And we have a great group on Twitter, and we all came to her back, put it that way, and she was just so blown away. You know, us conservatives, we get a really bad rap, but we believe in God. We believe in what's important. We believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Believe in patriotism, and most of all, we believe in our President Donald J. Trump. And what say you?
Well, I know that you got another one you want to talk about the ditch and switch chicks. the ditch and switch girls. You know, like the awakening. Like we're saying that hair salon gal is ditching the left. And there are two other gals that ditched and switched, The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. That's their book. So what did you want to say about Diamond and Silk?
They were offered $150,000 to turn against Trump. That really isn't
Real Democrats. Well, but that is a lot of money. But think about it. I mean, that's a lot of money. I'd take it, but not to turn against Trump. That's stupid.
I don't know. I mean, they have a strong belief in God, and I really believe they're very loyal to President Trump. So loyalty goes a long way
like
with
you
people.
Said, America and Americanism. I mean, I got to tell you, just very, very, they're cute, they're funny, they're pithy, but I like their book. They got a book out last year. It's called Ditch and Switch, and they were Democrats. They were what they say were on Uncle Sam's plantation. So very, very, very interesting, you know. But
certainly it is. I think that what's important is to see some of the numbers that came out last night. Last week, President Trump's approval rating across the board is at 52%. That was higher than any numbers Obama saw. And then also they came out and said some of the stats I saw were Trump is up 45% in favorability by blacks. So he's really getting a lot of the black vote. I see a lot of tweets from blacks that say, you know, how they're being harassed because they're voting for Trump, and then they're coming around and saying, well, people are starting to change their mind, so it's not so bad anymore. It's a really good sign because he really has done a lot for the black communities. And so while we're talking about black communities, let's talk about your Mayor Lightfoot. She's more interested in prosecuting people that are opening up their restaurants or their gyms or whatever than arresting rioters or all the gun violence. I feel sorry for the people of Chicago because she, you know more about her, obviously, because you live there. But, man, she's scary, Larry. Won't need a costume for Halloween, that's for sure.
Beetlejuice. So, you know, the scary thing, I was watching something, and I don't know, are you familiar with Peter Schweitzer? He did the movie Clinton Cash.
Right, yeah, I've sent you a text on it about his new documentary called Riding the Dragon. And it's a story about the Biden cabal and their relationship
Biden's
with China.
Biden's Chinese secrets and all the Chinese general nuclear and Hunter Biden, that he was involved as this board member of the Beijing-based BHR Partners. And you could get this online. You could download it. But even Pompeo said China is America's biggest foreign power threat. So that's stunning. That is just something people need to be aware. But, these deals made them so rich. That's not public service. That's hurting the American people. So you could actually go to Blaze TV and watch that movie and the interviews. And you could also, I think you could go to YouTube. I think they're free, the Riding the Dragon. And I think you could get it online. I think you could get it for free at, YouTube. So that's something people might want to do. And, you know,
Riding the Dragon by Peter Schweitzer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but it
Riding
talks
the
about what's
Dragon
going
with Peter
on.
Schweitzer.
Yep, because I know before last time's election, our group Awaken America, we went as a group to go see Clinton Cash a couple times, and it was like, gosh, it's just, you know, here's the difference. Here's the true difference is the left are self-enriching. Even Nancy Pelosi's husband made a deal with Starkus. The Samoan Islands got tax breaks. And her husband had a ton of money invested with Starkus, where that's, I guess, where their base of operations is. You have the Clintons, and look at all the money that they made on their public office. Now look at the Obamas. I mean, come on, man. I mean, poor Michelle Obama was sitting there complaining on how horrible our country is from her $12 million home. I mean, I'm sorry, really? You're so oppressed? And now you got the Bidens. But President Trump has sacrificed his own money and his own life. He had a nice life. He didn't need to do this. And, you know, it's just stunning the difference, the stark conflict of interest. And and they're so negative and hateful. And the Republicans, like we were talking, are very positive and forward thinking to the American people. And I know that I said something to you last week, and I've been talking a lot about this, but they're angry. They want vengeance. And I've heard even on if they return to power in the White House, Jason Johnson said that he guarantees political purges by Kamala Harris. If Trump does not win, Kamala will do political purges, and he will look into every facet of government and citizenry to see anybody who supported Trump and purge them. So he also said that all judges appointed by Trump would be impeached. So if they win, they're going to take down our country. They're just angry and they're negative and they want vengeance. And, you know, the solution is forgiveness. And I know you know who Abraham Hicks is, and you know that emotional guidance scale. You know how the left always blames, and they put that blame that, like you said, you said it in your beginning of the show today, that Joe Biden is blaming Trump for COVID and defunding the police. Well, on the emotional guidance scale, out of 22 emotions, ranged from highest vibration at number one, which I believe is love, and the lowest at 22, blame is number 15. So the left comes at a very low vibe, and that is the difference. There's a clear difference between left and right, good and evil, God and wickedness. So that's my two cents for the day. That's my big rant. So I think we got to stay positive. We got to keep our vibe high. We got to come from a place of love, love of America, love of each other, and truth. Because truth is another very high vibe. You know, I mean, that's something that we have to focus on. Because truth, you can't make it up. You know, I mean, it's the truth. How can the truth
well,
be
and
helpful?
I think
sometimes.
I'm sorry, we got a bit of a delay. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go on, finish.
No, that's okay. Go ahead. You were going to say. No, I was just.
I was just going to say one of the things that people really like about President Trump is he's a straight shooter. He says how it is. I mean, there's no guessing with him. And then what makes me laugh is Biden also on one of those clips that I saw earlier. He called Trump a liar while he's calling Trump the only person calling to defund the police is Donald Trump. And then his next thing is, oh, Trump's a liar. You know, you just can't make this stuff up, seriously.
Well, you know, it's so interesting. It's so interesting. Another friend of mine is so funny. She's like, what they spew is what they do. So here, love, joy, passion, freedom, and excitement is what Trump projects. You know what I'm saying? Love of America, happiness, freedom, excitement, right? That's the highest vibrational scale. Happiness, gratitude, compassion, courage, and spiritual connection. Happiness. Just want, you know, people should be happy. Gratitude, grateful for this great country. Compassion, have you ever seen him? I know you've seen him going and reaching out to people that have lost family members or our troops. Courage, he's brave. And spiritual connection, the left wants to take away our spiritual connection. That's the second level of the emotional high vibration. So, I mean, if you compare, I could go all the way down, but here, the last, the low on the other side is anger, rage, revenge, hatred, fear. Hello?
Can you say Antifa
Antifa
and Black Lives Matter?
Hello? The Biden supporting Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Exactly. The right is right. We are the high vibe tribe. We are anointed by God, and we are blessed and highly favored because we have faith. And you know what the problem is, too, Mary Lynn? The left doesn't want us to have faith in God because to the left, government is God, and they don't like the competition. And there I go on my 2 cent rant again. But anyway, that's all I got to say.
Well,
but
that's what we're here for. I kind of wanted to step back into China so people can kind of get a good understanding of the history of Joe Biden and China. And you know, I've been in import export and logistics for my whole career. I'm a licensed customs broker and paralegal, so I kind of have a grasp. I previously worked for a large retailer importing $500 million worth of clothing per year, so we knew how the system worked. We worked with all tariff engineering and things like that, and you want to work with countries that have good bilateral trade agreements, things like that. But with China, Joe Biden made a career out of supporting bad trade policies. He appeased China by supporting their WTO membership and what is called most favored nation status. These all provide tax breaks, or otherwise known as duty. And then to the result, 3.4 million American jobs were eliminated, you know, like with Obama and his magic wand.
Hang on a second. You just said something really profound, because you were talking about the WHO, the World Health Organization. That is a global...
World Trade Organization.
That's another global.
WHO, completely different story.
They're also China. They're also very pro-China, because they were coming out and saying how wonderfully China handled the Chinese Wuhan virus. And so anyway, so interesting. But yeah,
well,
you're part of trade.
But at the very start, they also said that not to worry, COVID-19 is not a problem.
Right.
Well, there goes their credibility. They're gone. I already believe that President Trump has defunded them. The other thing that needs to go after the election, he needs to clean house right across the board, get rid of the United Nations, kick them the hell out of New York. And the other thing is he needs to clean the FBI out, get rid of Director Wray, clean out the DOG with AG Barr, and get them moving on Obamagate and all these other things that are just sitting there percolating. You know, nobody can see the Durham report. I would really like to.
Right.
But he needs to clean house, and he didn't effectively do that. So these Obama-laden generals, they also need to go. They're all there. So, you know, and they're not doing any favor by President Trump. You better believe it.
Well, it's funny
that's my two cents on China.
But let's unpack a little bit about what you were saying, because you were talking about the World Trade Organization, we're talking about the World Health Organization. Remember,
correct,
we got rid of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty, and then remember, there's the World Bank, and then the International Monetary Fund. See, these are all one world government organizations that are antithetical. But the swamp loves them, but they're antithetical to freedom and liberty. They are part of I don't want to say left. I mean, it's the very negative, bad side, dark side. We don't need global governance, and that is exactly what I think Trump is exposing, and I think that's why. I think that's why a lot on the right, the globalists like Mitt Romney, don't like him. And they, you know, I mean,
well,
I hate to
we
say
don't
it,
like
but
we don't like Mitt Romney either. He's
right.
Mitt Romney's McCain 2, the sequel, another turncoat. But
yeah,
one of the really interesting things that you hear these, oh, Trump is such a warmonger. So far, he's the first president that hasn't gotten us into another war. He's bringing the military home, which is a good thing, because we're going to need them after the election, you know, because if you think these people are going away quietly, as I said on Twitter, you know, the Dems and the radical left, they're like herpes. They never go away. Oh, and Hillary, too. We can't forget about Hillary, because she's always got to be around somewhere.
I mean, wait. I mean, think about what Hillary said. Joe Biden shouldn't back down on this election. He shouldn't back down. He shouldn't cede the election. Wasn't she the one who said Trump wasn't going to see if he won? I mean, they're projectors.
Yeah, no, Trump isn't going to leave the White House. And then her next breath, she's going, oh, Biden, don't concede. Whatever you do, don't concede. Yes. Thank God she didn't become our president. Oh, dear Lord.
Oh. Well, I mean,
oh yeah, and then the other fun Biden BS of the week is he said President Trump is going to be known as the only president who had less jobs when leaving his presidency. Last week, I believe they came out with a new number of 8.4% unemployment, and it was predicted that
right.
wouldn't happen until the end of the year. Thank you very much.
Right.
The fastest
right.
recovery in history comparison to a Biden admin, which was the
right.
lowest on record
right.
all the way back to
right.
World War II. So, yeah, they really don't have a lot of room to talk or much to go on except for these crazy. I read these things and you just kind of laugh. It's like, what?
Right.
Anyway, the one thing I wanted to talk about with these mail-in ballots, I watched somebody, Secretary of State for the state of Ohio, and he talked about their mail-in process. He said that they've been doing this for a long time, so they really got the system down. People that are registered, they send in an application to vote by mail, and then they send out the ballot. So
mm-hmm.
with my logistics background, I think to myself, okay, well, that's a great idea, but what you tie it into is with USPS, United States Postal Service. They already have a tracking system in place. So not only do the ballots already have a barcode, but the package that is sent out already has a barcode. So that information can be then emailed to the voter, and the voter can track right online where that package is at and when it has been received. I think it's a great idea. I understand people
great
have
idea.
Issues. Yeah, well, but they already have the system in place. Why not use it? You know, I mean, because every package is scanned. It's got to be a specific envelope. But for the election, they should just make it simple. Put it in, give everything a barcode. In the memo line, they can scan the barcode for the ballot, and this can all be done, you know, at the Secretary of State. To ensure that the voters can protect their vote. And as we've talked about, and I'm reading it all over the place on Twitter, everybody's walking in their vote, period. So.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Guard
Who knows?
Your vote
Who knows?
With your
well,
life.
Hopefully they'll catch those folks in Georgia, you know? But
okay, so
anyway,
why don't we take
so what is your big insight
and,
of the day? What's your insight
no,
of the
I
day? No,
I want you to read it because he's one of your faves.
He is, because the very first book I ever read of his was Think and Grow Rich, and it changed my life.
Grow Rich?
Think and Grow Rich. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. So insight of the day is remember, no more effort is required to aim high in life, to demand abundance and prosperity, than it is required to accept misery and poverty. And Napoleon Hill was born in 1883. He passed over to the other side in 1970. So I love him. Yes, Think and Grow Rich. In fact, here on Blog Talk Radio, I've done a whole thing on the Think and Grow Rich books and all the different principles of prosperity, and truly, if you ever had time to do that, it is the most amazing book. It's like The Secret, But it was before The Secret. He wrote it right during the Depression of the 1930s. So I'm sure a lot of people actually wondered, oh, my gosh, my copy's right here. I'm just looking over here. I'm in one of my offices, and I just turned to the right. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Here, I'll just give you some of the principles really quick. And here's my original copy.
Go ahead.
Because it has my original address in it. It's a little small, tiny, yellowed paperback. And let's see when the copyright of this one was. Well, okay. Revised edition was in 1960. That's interesting. So the first chapter, Our Thoughts Are Things. A man who fought his way into partnership with Thomas Edison. So, and then number two is desire. Number three is faith. Number four is auto-suggestion. Number five is specialized knowledge. Number six, imagination. Number seven, organized planning. Eight, decision. 9, persistence. 10, the power of the mastermind. 11, the mystery of sex transmutation. 12, the subconscious mind. And the sixth sense, and then the six ghosts of fear, the six basic fears of man. And it just goes, I mean, it's not a long book. In fact, I ate it up in like one night. I read it so quickly. So it's just the greatest book in the world. And I'm sure you could probably now, I mean, it was written so long ago, you probably could download a copy, you know, because I think, isn't copyright end or something after 50 years?
Well, I'll tell you what, you can definitely download it for free because I did. So I've got, not only have the hard copy, which is all yellow and highlighted and jagged ends, or, you know, kind of like my Florence Scovel Shin book. But, it's available online, and that would be Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Yep. What a fabulous, fabulous book. And, yeah, it totally will raise your vibration. So, you know, we want to stay in that joy, appreciation, empowered freedom, and love with enthusiasm, passion, eagerness, and happiness, and positive expectation, belief, optimism, hopefulness, and contentment instead of the antithesis, which is fear, grief, guilt, jealousy, hatred, rage, revenge, anger, blame. So we are the High Vibe Tribe here, and we are two girls with two names on Tuesday, and we are here every Tuesday. Isn't that right, Marilyn?
Yep, putting our two cents in. Marilyn and Carol Ann, you can reach me on Twitter at MLBianchi, the number 7. That, again, is MLBianchi, the number 7. And the exciting news is I had a new follower yesterday. And I don't know if everybody remembers the song All By Myself. His name is Eric Carmen. He's a big contributor on Twitter, and I want to thank him. And I sent him a thank you for the follow, and I said, Joe Biden can use your song as his theme song, All By Myself. Anyway, you got to have fun.
Oh, yes, girl.
You got to have
fun. Let's say a prayer.
You know?
Let's say a prayer. Father God, we are grateful. We thank you for this great country. We thank you, God, for our freedom and, God, the empowerment that you have given us. Because here in this country as women, we can be, do, have whatever we want. We're not oppressed. And thank you, God, for the joy and the love that you bring to us. And, Lord, we want to serve with enthusiasm, eagerness, and passion, so we can help others realize happiness, positive expectation, and belief in freedom. So, God, we are hopeful, and we are grateful for America. We ask that you put your hand of protection and provision over this great land of ours and our president and his family. Give him wisdom and discernment, Father, for everything he does, God, all the choices he makes, all the words he says. Protect our first responders, God, as they go and deal with some of these malcontents. And God, Father, expose them. Expose all these negative vibrational people, God. Expose them. Let truth be told, God. And God, we again protect our country. Thank you for our freedom. As we come up upon this September 11th, let us remember there are those that have died for our freedom. And our gratitude could never be measured by their sacrifice. So, God, we thank you for this time. We gave you, we thank you for the opportunity for using our First Amendment rights, which we are doing here on Blog Talk Radio. And, God, just lead us, guide us, and touch us, and use us mightily for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay.
In the name of the Father, the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen and amen.
So, awesome.
Well, thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. And you know, we're going to be here next week.
Anyway, I'm so grateful for you, my best friend, and to be able to talk about this stuff. It's really cathartic because I catch myself getting caught up and getting worked up. And we have to remember that the radical left will continue to say these things. They're not going to say anything positive about President Trump. It's just never going to happen. So why bother expect it?
You're exactly right. It doesn't fit the agenda. It doesn't fit the narrative. And remember another thing about the left, besides what they spew is what they do. The left, the issue is never the issue. Do you know what I'm saying? These riots, these quote-unquote protests, it's not about George Floyd. This is about a revolution. They want to they want to take over this world. So we've got to keep peace in our hearts, in our homes, in our country, in our world. We have to imagine peace and 56 days till an election. So we have to believe, keep our vibe high, and remember, we all rise by lifting others, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so
there's a lot of folks that come onto Twitter and ask their fellow patriots to pray for them, and I think prayer is so important. And I think my belief right now is everybody needs to pray every day that our
every day at 8 o'clock
wonderful
Central Standard Time. Every day, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, there is a national prayer circle that goes on. A lot of people have set their phones 8 o'clock, 8 p.m., 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. But that is the time. At 8 p.m. Central Time, that is it's a national prayer chain that people are doing, and Awaken America does have a prayer force. That, I mean, it's a conference call if people wanted to do it. Haven't done it a lot, but we've been doing some of that because prayer works, man. You know, pray
but
big,
of course
worry
it does.
Small, you
and,
know?
Well, of course it does, and thank you for adding that because I'd never heard of that before. So I'll make sure that I get out to my 6,000 followers the information. Is it the information online?
The what? The prayer force?
Of the national prayer.
Just 8 o'clock. You know what? I don't know. You know what? Just people have been doing it. I heard it from my friend Kim, because another one of my friends is like, what do we do? And then it's like, we got to, you know, pray. Prayer is the answer. And we are called in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 to pray without ceasing. So if we just keep our country in our prayers, God will guide us. Because you know something? Prayer is a really high vibe. God loves it. So... And he tells us to pray in his word. I mean, it really, pray without ceasing. And we have to trust in him. So, I don't know. I mean, my girlfriend Kim told me about it. And she heard it on something.
Okay,
she's
excellent.
Yeah. So, yeah, Gil, let's just say, hey, you know what? Even if 1% of your 6,000 followers, that's still something, right? More people, the merrier. If they each tell one. Now, here's something, too, we have to do. And this is a solution. If everyone, each one could reach one to get to the polls, do you realize only 33% of Bible-believing Christians actually vote? Only 33%. If they, Christians, got out and vote their values, especially now, you know, think about it.
Well, that's yeah, right. I mean, and look at the, one of the biggest issues is Biden and Harris are pro-abortion, and we fund Planned Parenthood, which disgusts
right.
me to no end. I don't want my taxpayer dollars.
No, and it's not
it's
even
wrong.
Like, oh, my gosh, you know, a 14-year-old got raped and, they're, you know, this poor girl can't do this. Her body, you know, her body can't handle it, whatever. Oh, yeah, okay, you give birth, you know, you can decide if you want to keep the baby or not. We'll keep it comfortable. I mean, that's called infanticide. That's not even abortion anymore. That's freaking murder. And they're for that. Oh, yeah,
well,
it's a woman's choice at any
yeah,
time.
And,
are you kidding me?
And New York never fails, you know. I mean, when they voted in this, you know, the baby can be aborted when it's being birthed.
Right.
No, let's just not even go there. That's going down into a vibe, you know.
Well,
it's,
but that's
it's right up there with
to do. Right.
Well,
right. So, Mary, how can people get
I don't
you?
Know.
They can get you where on Twitter and Parler?
Yes.
Twitter
and Parler? M-L Bianchi, B-I, correct. M-L Bianchi, B-I-A-N is a Nancy. I think I should change that. M-L Bianchi, B-I-A-N is in February, C-H-I, the number 7, and Carol Ann, how can they hear your show on Saturday?
Well, they could go to AM 560, The Answer. It's called Eyes Right, R-I-G-H-T, Open, and it airs Saturday. But there's podcasts. You can go to AM 560, The Answer, go to podcasts, scroll down about 6 or 7 of their podcasts, and it says Eyes Right Open, and that's sponsored by eyesrightopen.org. And my friend Victor Santana, who's a recovering Democrat, and, you know, and we could do that. And then I don't do Facebook, but they can also reach us at twogalswithtwonames@gmail.com, correct?
That is correct.
And what else?
And they can also hear the recording of this conversation we just had. And Carol Ann, how do they reach us and listen to our recording?
Well, they could go to Blog Talk Radio, Awaken to Empowerment with Carol Ann Parisi. They could Google Carol Ann Parisi. And maybe you'll just throw it up on your, if you could throw, you know, promote it on Twitter. We'll see who gets busy and listens. You can actually download our podcast, too. You can download our podcast,
excellent.
Too, here.
Yes.
So,
yep. And then,
cool.
And we're looking forward to going live and actually taking phone calls. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
I would love to get a couple of people that are really, really fun on Twitter. One of them, his name
oh,
is
cool.
Cat Turd. He
okay.
is so seriously funny. Yeah, Cat Turd. But he
cool.
has an interesting way of looking at politics, and he throws a lot of humor at it. But, you know, there's
I love it.
There's
we
such a talent. There's
yeah.
Exactly, because that's a positive vibe. I'm sure it's right at the
that's
top.
That's a great vibe. Laughter, oh, my God, yes, all the endorphins in your body, oh, yeah. Got to do it.
Yeah,
all right,
it's going to be great.
I love you. This was a great show.
Love
and,
you, too.
Friends, please join us every week. We will be here, and remember, peace, love, freedom, peace of mind, and as I like to say, be well, be that blessed, and be free, be that change you wish to see. And we are proud patriots. This is the Great Awakening of the Silent Majority, and yes, you can go to thegreatawakening.ning.com or awakenamerica.us, and you can join us there, too. So God bless, be well, be blessed, be free, baby, and peace of mind, right?
Right.
Bye,
God
Marilyn.
Bless
love
everybody.
You,
have a great evening. Talk to you
God
next week.
God bless America. Next time, next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye. Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.